hello and welcome to the Informed Traveler Podcast, part of the Informed Traveler Radio Show, which is heard each week on Chorus Radio. It's a travel podcast where our goal is to help you become a more informed traveler. And I'm your host, Randy Sharman. Ski season is almost in full swing, as is the Christmas season. So with that in mind, we'll get caught up with the resorts of the Canadian Rockies this week as they get set for the start of the ski season. And one way to get into the Christmas spirit would be to take a tour of the Christmas markets of Austria, Germany, and Switzerland. It's a tour offered by Trafalgar Canada, so a little bit later in the podcast, we'll get an idea what the tour entails. But to start things out, we're going to learn about a new booking site. It's designed by Air Miles, called Air Miles Flights. So joining us now to tell us more about it is Tom Rummel. He is the Vice President of Travel Rewards with the Air Miles Reward Program. AirMiles.ca is the website. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Randy. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. It must be pretty exciting around the Air Miles front these days. Tell me about the Air Miles Flights program. You must be pretty excited about this.
We are very excited, yes. So we've launched our new flight platform. And yes, it's a great upgrade to the existing platform and lots of exciting enhancements about it.
Well, I am looking on the Air Miles website, airmiles.ca, introducing the all-new Air Miles flight. So introduce us for it. What's it all about?
Right. So this new flight platform has been in the making, obviously, for quite some time. And then COVID happened and the world stopped turning and people stopped traveling, and we continued to develop the enhancements to the platform throughout the pandemic and done that basically on feedback from our collectors. What people wanted from Air Miles and from the platform was more choice, more flexibility, more options to redeem. And yeah, we've listened to the feedback from our collectors and incorporated that into the platform, and we're very excited to be launching the brand new Air Miles flight program and giving collectors more choice, more flexibility, more transparency when you book travel, and really put control back into the hands of Canadians when they're using the Air Miles platform to book their travel.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're calling a platform, I'm just going to call it a booking site, for lack of a better term. I am looking at it. So you can do, basically, you book your flights and you can use Air Miles if you have enough. You can pay, you know, using a credit card. And if you have an Air Miles credit card, you can double up on your points. Can you not?
You can double up on your points on a number of ways. That's absolutely right. So with our new platform, you can use your Air Miles to buy a ticket, a full redemption ticket, or you can pay with your credit card and earn Air Miles for the purchase. In addition to that, you will also earn airline loyalty rewards with the airline that you're traveling with, provided the fare that you have selected qualifies for accrual of their loyalty currency. So there's a fantastic double dip for anyone. But if you're an Air Miles co-brand credit card holder, like we've got an Air Miles BMO World Elite card and Air Miles Amex cards in the market, then you get the benefit that these cards provide on top of that as well. So it's a pretty powerful proposition, we think.
And it looks like it's pretty simple. It's just like any other booking site. I'm playing with it now as you're chatting. You know, you can do your flight, so I just... Flight. I'm going to pick a Calgary flight to Toronto, and I'm going to pick a date here and a return date. So let's say in December 5th to 12th, and then you find flights, and you can use your Dream Miles. It's really simple, isn't it?
It is pretty simple, and what we tried to incorporate is if you have enough miles for say one ticket to redeem, but there's three or four people traveling, you don't have to make multiple transactions. You can do everything in the same transaction, book your one reward ticket, and then however many cash tickets you want to add in the same process, same search, same transaction, and all in one hit. And it's super transparent. It's what people asked for, and that's what we delivered, I think. This day more so than or these days more so than before, like people need to have up-to-date information in terms of travel requirements, travel restrictions, what are the government regulations. They keep changing all the time, what has been over the last few months. So we've created links to all the relevant government websites. So you get real-time, accurate information, up-to-date as it gets. If the government has updated it, it's there, and you can find it easily throughout the booking process to really know, okay, what do I need to have to prepare for my trip? And also, we're calling out throughout the booking process, does this fare include any checked baggage, yes or no? because that can be a big factor for people. Now, if carry-on is fine for you, then no, you can save a few dollars by going to a lower fare. But if you do need to have checked bags as part of your travel needs, then it makes a big difference. So we're calling it out. Does the fare include it? Does it not include it? And also we're calling out if the fare that you're looking at is eligible for these airline reward rewards that we talked about earlier.
And you do have customer support if people have questions or if there's issues, you know, when you're flying or something like that, correct?
Absolutely, we do. So we put a lot of focus on ability to self-serve. So there's a very, very comprehensive FAQ section on the website as well. So all the questions that come up a lot or things that people want to know about, we've tried to summarize it in an easy-to-understand way and sort of give information to people that's easy to find. But of course, we also have our customer care ambassadors available on the phone on 1-888 Air Miles, and they can help you with any questions or queries that you may have.
Well, it's the new Air Miles Flights platform, and you can check it out, airmiles.ca. If you're an Air Miles member, it's very easy to use. And Tom Rummel is the VP of Travel Rewards for Air Miles Reward Program. Again, their website is airmiles.ca. Thanks for the insight, Tom. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Randy. Great talking to you.
Well, ski season is almost in full swing now, as many resorts are open or will soon be open, including the resorts of the Canadian Rockies. So joining us now to give us an update on the coming ski season is Matt Mosteller. He is otherwise known as Powder Matt, and he's the senior VP for the resorts of the Canadian Rockies. Their website is skircr.com. Hi, Matt.
Hello, Randy. This is great to be, it's that time of the year where we're doing our snow dance, aren't we?
Well, this is your time. Like, this is it for you. This is showtime for a guy named Powder Matt.
It is. This is go time. And you know, Mother Nature has been helping us out. We have a La Nina, which is amazing. Typically means lots of snowfall for our resorts, specifically along the Powder Highway, Fernie, Kimberley, and Kicking Horse in Golden, British Columbia.
Well, I was going to ask you what makes up the resorts of the Canadian Rockies. You kind of answered it there, but just for people maybe don't know resorts of the Canadian Rockies, so what resorts make them up?
You bet. And for people, listeners in Alberta, they'll know about Nikiska Ski Area, which is the site of the Olympics. It's Alberta's ski resort. It's very close, in the closest mountain to Calgary, so an hour from the city limits, and you're skiing and riding in beautiful Kananaskis country. And then we roll over into the famed Powder region of British Columbia, aptly known as the Powder Highway, and that's Kicking Horse in Golden, Kimberley Alpine Resort in Kimberley, British Columbia, and beautiful Fernie Alpine Resort in Fernie, British Columbia.
Yeah, you can do a nice little tour. You can either start in one way and go south, or you can go another way and go north.
You bring up a great point and a great suggestion, by the way, Randy. That is an incredible experience to do that. You know, it's a wonderful road trip, and road trips are in, and winter road trips, and especially ones that don't go over high mountain passes. So pretty much when you leave, let's say, Calgary, going south, you don't really go over a high mountain pass, and you're in beautiful Fernie or Kimberley. And it's a great, you know, long weekend, a great weekend, or a longer-ish week of skiing that can be two resorts in one time. Many do the Kicking Horse route. They combine a wonderful trip there with the circle, which could be the what I call the 5-day sampler, where you do Kicking Horse, Kimberley, Fernie, and back to Calgary.
Yeah, so let's talk about the ski conditions now, when the resorts are looking to open, if they're not open already, and then maybe some projections into the new year.
Well, it's been a wonderful start to winter. We've had a mix of a lot of weather come through, and we are open for weekends and for extended times to check the website. But we're open at Nikiska right now for weekends, and it's been a wonderful skiing experience up there. It's really been thanks to, you know, really Western Canada's largest snowmaking system that helps us out. But we've also had a lot of snow from Mother Nature. Our resorts in BC open in December. Early December is the usual time frame, and really stay in tune by visiting our each resort website for specific details, because we'll be posting that on our snow reports.
And skircr.com is the website. That's where you'll find the resorts that are linked there. Let's talk a little bit about this thing called COVID. I always think that skiing is a great COVID-friendly kind of activity because you're outdoors and wearing a mask pretty much already.
Yeah, it's wide open spaces and not many faces when you're skiing down a run along the Powder Highway and the beautiful Purcell Mountains or on the Fernie in the Canadian Rockies. So it is a great outdoor sport. It's had, you know, certainly people are looking for what is a wonderful place to go that involves getting outside and getting healthy and active. And skiing and snowboarding certainly provide that. Definitely check the websites. We have a great section on Know Before You Go. We are really working hard to provide the safest skiing and riding experience possible. That does involve that all of our staff will be fully vaccinated, and we're also asking our guests to be fully vaccinated this winter. So it does make sense for sure to get book your ski pass, ski cards, or lift tickets all in advance and go through that process before you arrive at the resort to make it as easy skiing and riding experience. What that does do, like for example at Nikiska, is the guest is checked off once and then they're skiing and riding the whole rest of the time. They're not having to get checked again.
Let's talk a little bit in more detail about some of the resorts, anything that's new that people might look for, and we can just do the circle. We can start at Nikiska and maybe Kicking Horse, Kimberley and Fernie in that order. Is there anything that people can look for that might be new?
Well, yeah, and I think, you know, a lot of things about the Nikiska being so short of a drive and easy and convenient, certainly for the Calgary market and for the Edmonton market. In fact, a lot of people don't realize that it's actually that's the closest skiing for most of Edmonton, too. And really, the experience there is that convenience. So you can go out for a couple hours of skiing or make it a wonderful stay and play winter weekend in Kananaskis country with one of the variety of hotel partners in Camor or right there in Kay country. Many go there for their first time experience too. It's a wonderful family learning environment for skiing and snowboarding, and a wonderful place to also take first time or improvement skill enhancement lessons. As people are planning their ski vacations, wow, we've got really great options for that. I really like to highlight a little bit about each of them, but we'll start with Kicking Horse. A lot of people don't realize is Kicking Horse is one of the biggest ski resorts in North America. It has one of the biggest verticals in North America. It also has the most chute skiing in North America. And it has Canada's highest restaurant. So there's a lot of really cool things to experience from that. But through that big vertical, you're really experiencing skiing and riding to the fullest. Those are long fall line runs and beautiful snow conditions, what's known as champagne powder. And wonderful places to stay. You can. There's lots of options of private home rentals there, which more than any other place, these are really incredible, you know, homes that are of $2 million or more in value that are just great places for a larger group family experience, you know, the extended family type experience or your own family. And then as we mosey on down from Golden down to Kimberley, everybody loves that it's there's no high pass. It's a valley bottom drive all the way to Kimberley. And Kimberley is the Alpine family experience. It's skiing and riding for all. There is something truly for everybody. And the base area, Trickle Creek Lodge, is a wonderful hotel with condo kitchen experience with a outdoor pool and hot tubs. They're located right in front of the learning area. So actually, someone in the family that doesn't ski or ride can actually sit in the hot tub and watch their kids skiing and riding right behind them. And it makes it super convenient. The learning area has no cross traffic, so it's super safe, easy for the kids to come back in and out of the hotel because the hotel is right on the ski run. And a lot of people don't realize how big that the area is. It's got 1,800 acres across a couple peaks with a ton of runs that really serve an experience up for all, and the kids love the trails and the trees there. And as we head over, and by the way, I don't want to miss out, the community of Kimberley, one of the first to go car-free on its main street, which creates a wonderful walking experience.
It's a cool little town. It is a cool little town.
It's a cool little place that I think people haven't checked out before. They'll certainly put a smile on their face. And as we roll over to Fernie, we're looking at lots of great adventure, you know, unspoiled, naturally. It's just, you know, wild, beautiful place. And it's what I think that is really unique is that you can go mountaintop at Fernie and experience the biggest vertical in the Canadian Rockies. So bigger vertical than the Banff Resorts and more terrain with the Five Bowls. And again, you can stay conveniently without having to get back in your car in a slope side ski in, ski out accommodations.
Mm-hmm.
One I'd recommend is Lizard Creek Lodge. Again, it's 50 feet from the lift, and it has a really nice outdoor pool. And again, condos, kitchen units right on the slope. So beautiful views as well. And in the community of Fernie is don't miss historic Main Street. You know, craft stores, good foodie delights, and wonderful experience for sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds all very exciting, and it's just the start of the ski season, so lots of options there. You can find more information on the Resorts of the Canadian Rockies website, skircr.com, and Matt Mosteller, otherwise known as Powder Matt, is the Senior VP for the Resorts of the Canadian Rockies. Here's to a good ski season, Matt.
Thank you, Randy. Have a great day.
Well, one way to get into the Christmas spirit is to visit a Christmas market or two, and Europe is famous for their Christmas markets. And one tour in particular from Trafalgar, Canada, highlights the Christmas markets of three different countries, Austria, Germany, and Switzerland. So here now to tell us more about the tour is our good friend Wolf Ponick, president of Trafalgar, Canada. The website is trafalgar.com. Hi, Wolf.
Hello, Randy, and Informed Traveler listeners. Delighted to be your guest again.
It's always fun to chat with you because you are so knowledgeable. We're going to talk about Christmas markets, not so much for this year because most of them are kind of underway. So it would be a real last-minute trip if you're trying to do it this year. But for 2022, it would be very exciting. So let's talk about the one trip that is on your website, Christmas markets of Austria, Germany, and Switzerland. You get to cover three countries in one trip. But let's talk about Christmas markets in Europe in general first. What makes them a big deal? Because they are a big deal.
They are a big deal, Randy, and Europeans have enjoyed them for centuries because Christmas and preparation for Christmas was so important in everybody's calendar back in the day. And, you know, that is the time after the harvest, all of the goods from the fields and stables and barns have been collected. And families had more time to indulge in making specialty foods and preparing complicated recipes. And the glue wine or mulled wine was being prepared to flow in abundance for the holiday season. The toys were made by the carpenters and toy makers. So clearly, the tradition of Christmas market reflects the importance of the holiday season and the importance of family and family entertainment as such. And because Europe back in the day, even Germany or Austria or Switzerland, was often comprised or was comprised before the unifications of smaller territorial units, city-states of sorts, it was a matter of prestige to have either bigger or better-known Christmas markets for some local specialties. So each and every market had something unique to offer. They're not all the same.
Well, I would think this would be a fantastic way to get into the Christmas spirit. How could you not with the, you know, just the lights and the color and all the things going on, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the smell of the fir trees, the markets on the old squares, As I mentioned, mulled wine, glue wine, specialty food, and my favorite, I have to mention it because when you and I booked this interview, I started thinking of one of my favorite Christmas market food, and that is Leberkäse, which is a misnomer. It has neither liver nor cheese, as some of our German speakers would understand. But it is like a sausage loaf made of bacon, corned beef, some pork, finely ground and then baked in a bread pan until it turns crusty. And it is very soft and very, very kind of nice to the feel. And it is served either as a thick sandwich or it is served for breakfast with fried egg at the top and served with potato salad. And oh my God, when I think of Christmas markets, I just cannot stop thinking about beautiful specialty foods. And this is just one of the specialties that one can sample at Christmas party.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the tour itself now. It starts in Vienna. Like I say, it's the tours of Austria, wonderful, Germany, and Switzerland. So you're touring, yes, three countries, but it's a little bit of a whirlwind, is it not?
It is a bit of a whirlwind. However, it is not tiring in any way because the distances are very short. We start in the capital of Austria, Vienna. And Vienna is such a stately city, and we absolutely explore beautiful parts of Vienna, from cafes where we sample Sachertorte and famous Viennese coffee, to Christmas Market of Vienna, which is situated in front of the city hall. It is a huge space. It has a skating rink. It's not actually a skating rink. It's almost like a skating alley, so one can rent skates. Do some skating in preparation to sample some wonderful foods and to enjoy some glue wine, some mulled wine, and to enjoy talking to the vendors because they converge from all over Austria. They have stalls and they're nicely decorated, nicely covered. So spending several hours at the Christmas market, walking around, stopping by for conversation, shopping for some beautiful ornaments, for some unique food. The time really flies, and there is music. The setting is gorgeous. Mm-hmm. It's all nicely decorated. So Vienna is at its full splendor over Christmas.
Well, I'm looking on the map of the itinerary, and it's almost like you're going from Vienna to Lucerne in Switzerland and just making a little quick dive into Germany to Munich.
That is correct. That is correct. Because, you know, again, the history and the traditions of that part of the world are intertwined. And Munich, the capital of Bavaria, also has a very famous Christmas market held in front of the city hall with the Glockenspiel clock tower that, you know, sounds the hour with a beautiful performance. And although beer is the key drink of Bavaria, as we all know, because of the famous Oktoberfest, again, there's glue wine. And there is a drink which I have tried in Salzburg at Christmas market some years ago. To mulled wine, they add vodka and they call it turbo. So I guess if you want to warm up quicker, you go for a glass of turbo and there you go. You can run around the market a lot quicker. And, you know, because Bavaria is very close to the Austrian border, then we are off into Innsbruck. And Innsbruck, you know, one of the famous cities in Austria, very historical, yet another place with gorgeous Christmas market. And on the way, we pass through Oberammergau, which is another very traditional village that is known for the Passion Play, which happens every 10 years. But not only that, Oberammergau is a beautifully scenic and colorful alpine village. So it is a treat to walk through Oberammergau and check out their Christmas market. Unlike the very mountainous areas of Austria, going to Lucerne, we go basically to a high plateau that is best known for Lake Lucerne, which is a very irregular shape. It's a large lake. And other than the city of Lucerne, there are smaller villages and settlements all around the lake. So it cannot be more beautiful Christmas setting than, I'd say, either Innsbruck or Salzburg or Lucerne.
Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned the drink to warm you up. What is the weather like? Like, what are you dressing? Obviously, the Christmas markets are outdoors, so it's got to be cool, but not so cold that it's uncomfortable.
It is cool, and I would say, you know, you dress in layers, because depending on how many turbos or glue vines one consumes, the temperature can rise. And typically, you know, these are kind of almost organized as mini villages. Mm-hmm. So there are heaters typically in certain areas where people congregate to have their food or to have their drink. Typically, everything is outdoors. Usually, depending on the market and the space, there are activities. So one can either skate, such as at Christmas market in Vienna, or just by walking around, exploring, one does warm up. Mm-hmm. And our travel directors are really very skilled at pacing our guests. When they're outdoors, they make sure that after a while they get indoors for coffee or for a bit of a refreshment and warming up.
And we are talking about booking in for 2022. You can book that now, right? And it's almost, if you do that, you have something to look forward to. You can take your time in you know, saving up or paying for the trip. There's lots of advantages.
Absolutely.
To booking well in advance, right?
There is a huge advantage to booking well in advance because, Randy, we're living in somewhat uncertain times where the only constant is change. However, these are the times when it is very important to plan in advance and really commit. And commit means just putting down a deposit, booking, selecting a date and the departure. And even if it is a Christmas market for next year, it is a good idea to do so, because the space on Christmas market is limited by virtue of short duration period that they are happening at. And it's better to be having a plan, knowing that Trafalgar offers you flexibility, rather than to wait too late and not have space.
True.
And that's why we really encourage our guests and your listeners to consider planning well ahead. Because, as it can be seen on our website, trafalgar.com, we have plenty of flexibility built in, so they do not have to commit financially until a lot shorter prior to the trip.
It's the Christmas markets of Austria, Germany, and Switzerland. I'm moving it up on my bucket list. Wolf Pottig is the president of Trafalgar Canada. Their website, again, if you want lots of information, is trafalgar.com. It is so much fun to talk to you all the time, Wolf. Thank you.
Thank you, Randy.
And that is this week's Informed Traveler podcast. Remember, this is the podcast version of the Informed Traveler radio show, which is heard each week on Chorus Radio. You can find more information on the show at our website, theinformedtraveler.org. So thanks for listening. If you like what you hear, let us know, leave a review, tell a friend, or you can drop me a line. My email is randy@theinformedtraveler.org. You can also like us on Facebook at facebook.com/informedtraveler or follow me on Twitter at informedtraveler.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.